For one thing, I've got to keep busy. I know that. I mean, I can't just sit idle after I get out, because that's just too much time for thinking. And when you're thinking too much, that's when you get into trouble. Well, for me, anyway.
Yeah. But I have like family support and
Yeah, family support. I'm lucky. I can say I've got some family support. But with me, I think I need to work, like find a job or re-educate myself and go down that path.
Yeah, what do you mean re-educate yourself?
Well, I'll go back to school. I've been doing it in here. I've been like learning computers and stuff like that.
Uni or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe even, I was thinking about going to the local co-op and putting my hand up for a bit of volunteer work too.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
yeah. So maybe with Aboriginal Youth Justice or something like that.
Because
Rumbalara, yeah. So, I mean, I've got 10 years of jail in me. Like, it's plenty of experience, you know what I mean? I've made all the mistakes, so I think I've got the experience to pass on to the younger generation, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to follow this path, this is what's going to happen, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And it's not a... Well, jail, I mean, it's just boring. Mm. Honestly, it's just boring. It's just a waste of life. When I was a bit younger, if somebody told me this is where you're going to end up if you continue to do this or this or this, maybe I would have listened. And I don't think there's enough mentors out there to maybe to pass on their experiences kind of thing. There's a lot of people out there that got diplomas and stuff like that. Like,
compared to like someone who hasn't, you just think like, what do you know, man? Like, who are you, you know?
That's exactly.
You just rebel against them because you don't like them and you know they don't know what you're doing anyway.
You know, life's not textbook. You know, you can learn whatever you like out of a textbook and get a diploma and all that sort of stuff and try to help people. And, you know, they might have their hearts in the right place because they want to help you. But until you've got somebody that's been an alcoholic and they've destroyed one marriage or two marriages and they've been to hell and back in their own life, they mightn't have done a day's prison, but that doesn't come into the equation. But that's the thing, like it just says, you really take note of somebody that's lived it. They've walked a mile in a pair of shoes that you've worn for a while. And it makes a huge difference because when you say something, you can't get it over that person because they know exactly what direction you're going in, whether you're trying to manipulate a situation. They'll call you out on things and you can actually grow and, you know, get better at things and, you know, pay attention to things that need attention paid to. There's a couple of us in this room. I've been to Odyssey House this year, earlier in the year, and Echo's trying to get there himself, and there's a few other boys that are there at the moment. And, you know, the program runs with people that are participating in the program. So as they move up levels, they help run the program. So it's also the thing where the responsibility is there. So you've got something that you need to do. You're responsible for other people and other people's program, as well as your own program. But also, you know, they're the best guys to counsel other people that are going through, you know, drug addiction, you know, just life, and just tough times, you know. But it really works well. It's a great place, you know, and it's tough. It's a lot easier to do this than to do that, you know. And even the magistrate that gave me my sentence said the same thing. He goes, I've heard that Odyssey House is a lot harder than sitting there in prison.
Yes.
You know, and he was spot on, you know, because it is. You got to pay attention to yourself and work through things, and you're busy, and you know it's hard, it's tough every single day. You're like, I know I had my head in my hands every morning at about the same time thinking, what am I doing here? And I'd look around and think, what am I doing? And you can just walk away. It's very easy, you know. Hey, I feel that way many, many times of a day here, but I can't walk away from here. I'm stuck here.
Yes,
you know, until you can put those restrictions upon yourself, you finally maybe get somewhere, get, you know, some forward motion instead of just going off the beaten track all the time, like the course that Bob and Eck are doing. You know, it makes you sit down and take note of your life and of your decisions that you're making whilst you're making them. You know, I know that's one of my biggest problems, that I don't stop, assess, reassess, you know, even stop in the middle of the day and say, hang on, if I go and see this person, where's that going to lead me? You know, every time you're with that guy, you end up doing all bad things, nothing good. Of course you're going to hook up with him. Yeah, I'm just going to say hello. You can tell yourself as much as you like. You're not just going to say hello. You're going to have a drink. You're going to go to the park. Whatever you're going to do, you know, whatever it is, it's not going to end well. You know, you might have a great time and laugh and joke, and but tomorrow morning you might wake up in the cells, unfortunately. That's why I think what Eric was touching on before with the program he's doing, and he was giving the place a good rap, which not many of us do, that there's the programs that actually are good. And, you know, it does make you stop and assess all those situations in hindsight, which as we all know is 2020, you look back on things, it's like, wow, I can't believe I did that. It's so blatantly obvious when you look back on it. But if you can look back on things and break them down from the past, maybe in the future you'll stop and break things down before you do them next time. You know, but it's something that's not taught in school, I'm sure. I know it wasn't when I was there, and I don't think it is today, because it's not about that. It's about education and learning new things, but decision-making's huge. I know I've been with partners in my life that they just make the right choices all the time. Always the right choices, and I'm just great at making the wrong ones. You know? And you see that as you get older, you think, wow, geez, she made really good choices, and it didn't matter which. The long way around, she'll go the long way because that's the right way to go. I'll take the shortcut and jump the fences, so to speak, you know. But, yeah, I think it's something that could be taught, you know, but there's so much going on in the schools. It's like they're so full. And, you know, you've got just no time. They don't even play sport anymore, the kids, you know. It's really sad that the way the stuff is. And just life's getting busier and busier and, you know, everything's getting cut back. And look at the election at the moment, you know. People can't make up their minds. And it's no wonder. You know, it's a flip a coin. Just watch where it lands.